You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's long time, first time. People who have listened to the show for a while but have never ever called before. While you're waiting on hold, if you come up with a question, that's great because you're free to ask anything you want. And if not, no worries. But here's Mandy, who's calling in for the first time. Hi, Mandy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're so good.
Do I sense a bit of an accent?
You do. You do. I'm from Australia originally.
Oh, I love that.
Well, we'll probably let you talk all day then. Yeah. Unless you're just making this up.
You faking it?
No. No, I'm not smart enough to get an American accent, so...
No. You don't change. You be you. I like the Australian accent.
Although, I will tell you that when office crush Selena worked for us for years, she's from the UK, it cracked us up every time she did her American accent because it just, there was something charming about it.
She really poured it on thick, didn't she?
Mandy, can you put on an American accent for just a second so we hear what it sounds like?
I can sing happy birthday in an American accent.
Let's fire it up. Let's hear it.
Might as well. Go ahead.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, that's about it.
I like it.
Good.
You're great.
What brings you to the U.S. of A.?
We came originally for my husband's work. We've been in the States for nearly 18 years now.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. How often do you get back?
So, pre-COVID, we used to get back once a year, but I haven't been back for a couple of years now, so missing everyone.
It's a long flight, isn't it? Isn't it
18 hours?
Yeah, 19 hours?
It's...
15?
Yeah, from the time I leave my house to the time I get to my parents' house, about 24 hours of travel. Yeah. So,
bring a good book, right? Watch some movies. Yeah.
I drink a lot of wine.
I was going to say, you probably have a few cocktails. Then you sleep most of it.
That's great.
So how long you been listening to this here morning show?
We moved to Colorado nearly 8 years ago. So ever since then, so... Yeah.
Well, that means a lot to us. Yeah. Thank you for that.
I love the show. I love that you appeal to a broad range of audiences. So it's great.
Well, aren't you the sweetest thing? Is there anything you've ever wondered? Do you have a question? Anything you want to point out? Or are you just saying hi?
I'm just really saying hi. So I don't have anything. I just want to know why you said, not why, but... Have you ever listened to any other game shows around the world?
Yes, I have. I've listened to radio stations in the UK, in Italy, and Portugal for sure. Oh, and I took a visit down to Peru one time, and listening to their radio was a total kick in the pants. But I can tell you, they're interesting to listen to, but I have no idea what they're saying.
That's the cool thing about, like the internet and podcasts and stuff. You can click around and you can find maps and click on radio stations like anywhere in the world, anywhere you want, and listen to what's going on there,
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to actually be there. It's pretty cool.
Do you ever tune
back into stuff in Australia?
Yeah, I used to listen to SAFM. I'm from South Australia, so I used to listen to SAFM when I was a younger person, and now I can click back in and listen to that occasionally. But the music is so much different in Australia to America, so I don't know half the songs because I haven't been there for so long.
Sure.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of funny how it's different like that. We have people who listen down in Australia on a regular basis. They're listening to our streaming, and they listen on their phones.
Oh,
and there's one guy in particular.
Yes.
If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you his name. I just blanked out on it.
He used to write
Steve?
I don't know. I don't want to say.
Yeah, good old Steve.
You know Steve. He's down there by the tree next to the bench. Yeah, he always writing in.
He's writing in.
Forgot about him.
So people can listen anywhere, and that's really fun for us. Mandy, we got to run. Thank you for listening for 8 years. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. You keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
well,
Mandy.
We will. Thank you so much. Next up, Natalie. Natalie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Where have you been? Where have you been, Natalie? Why haven't you called us?
Well, it's actually my husband, Eddie. He's the big fan. He listens. He's been listening to your show for a long time. He likes the Mind Bender. He usually gets it right, but he hasn't ever called in. I'm like, you should call in. And no, he didn't want to, but I went ahead and called in.
So he's a big chicken. Is that it?
Just a little shy.
Yeah.
Where did you meet that guy?
Well, my neighbor's daughter and his daughter have been friends since preschool. And so my neighbor got us together about 10 years ago.
Boom. You guys hit it off and started making out.
So essentially, you met through preschoolers. I think that's actually a pretty wild story.
Got together, did some finger painting.
We were a little older at that time.
Oh, a little.
Yeah,
okay.
Actually, we had gotten divorced about the same time, and that's why, you know, we got kind of set up. And I was I had gotten into salsa dancing.
Ooh.
And a group of singles were getting together for a New Year's Eve party where we went salsa dancing, only it was going to be ballroom dancing that night. And so I had been talking to him just, you know, through Facebook chat, basically, and invited him. And he's like, no way, not gonna go dancing, step on your toes, all that stuff. I'm like, oh, you should come. You don't want to be alone on New Year's Eve. You should come. And he came out and
to get a guy to come out and go dancing like at all—that's huge.
Never in a million years would he do this, but he did, and he danced with me, and so we hit it off. And
all right.
So I gotta know. So that very first date, then New Year's Eve, did he kiss you at midnight?
Nope.
No.
Nope. He was a gentleman. He did not kiss me at all.
Well, I wouldn't say kissing you at midnight on New Year's Eve wouldn't make him a gentleman. I mean, that's kind of what you do.
That's what you do.
Well,
that's
he didn't take the opportunity.
Is he a romantic guy in general?
He is. He even watches Hallmark movies with me.
Oh, barf. He's a keeper then.
Yeah, and he took salsa dancing so he could learn to dance with me, too.
Well, he must really love you.
Good for you. Listen, you are delightful. Thank you for calling us. Thank you. And you said Eddie, right?
Yep, Eddie.
Thank you both for listening. We appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you, too.
Bye.
Thanks, Natalie. Salsa dancing.
Salsa.
Never done that?
No. I want to learn how to line dance, though. Something you would never do. That country line dancing. Oh, get the belt buckle going. I want to do that. Come on, join me, won't you?
I didn't say anything. I'm just listening to
you. Oh,
I'm
not... read your face. You didn't have to say anything.
Well, I know you can. What is my face saying? Tell me what the face
not
is saying.
Not a chance in hell I'll join you is what your face said.
To the idea of line dancing.
First, you wanted to say, Jerry, you're an idiot. And then second, you wanted to say, not a chance in hell I'd join you.
But I didn't say either.
Face said it all.
I have an expressive face. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Stevie.
What are you doing?
I am a roll-off driver.
Oh, yeah. I'm... Getting all the junk, right? People's junk.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you drop a couple of those off at my mother-in-law's house?
Oh, yeah. Send me an address.
Yeah, she needs a couple of those.
I don't think two would do it.
But you got three?
So, yeah. I can take you whatever you need.
All right. Good for
What's
you,
on your
buddy.
Mind today, Steve? You got a question?
I do. I've been listening to you guys for about a year because I started roll-off about a year ago, and now I'm always on the road just by myself, so I love to listen to you guys first thing in the morning. But I kind of have two questions, if that's okay.
Sure.
One question was, what was the mind bender? Because I missed it this morning. My truck was down.
Tell him the mind bender, Dom. Let him guess.
The poll question asked, what's the biggest waste of money? And the top two answers were coffee shop, coffee, and blank. What would you say? Biggest waste of money.
Goodness.
Don't know, huh?
Gas station.
Gasoline. Gas in general, yeah.
You should join the Mindbender Club, Steve, and that way if you ever miss it, it'll get emailed to you every single day. That's what you ought to do. What's your other question?
I'll go ahead and do that.
You should, yeah. What's your other question?
What do you guys do? Do you guys have, like, a daytime job that you guys do during the day?
Oh, like when the show's over? Because, yeah, we're out of here by, you know, noon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
A few years ago, Steve, I got really, really into balloon animals. And I got really good. So a lot of times in the evenings, I'll go to restaurants and walk around and make balloon animals for the kids.
Mm-hmm. And he's good. So don't
really
laugh
good.
Because he's really good.
Yeah, really good.
And then my other job is I give polygraph tests to people. I do lie detector tests.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. That's pretty cool.
He's reading those squiggles.
Mm-hmm. So, and I don't even need the machine much anymore, Steve. Really, I just talk to you on the phone, and I know whether you're lying or not, so.
Uh-oh.
So yeah. Maybe you should get off
so
the phone.
So I don't think you're doing roll-offs, Steve.
Hey, we got to run. Thank you for listening for the last year. I hope you continue to listen, and thank you for being on the show, buddy, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks,
you
dude.
As well. God, we have the nicest listeners.
Good people right
world.
There.